Welcome to the Better Human Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert, entrepreneur, CEO, father, coach, growth-minded, and obsessed with becoming better human. I'm here to help you level up your mind, body, and life. I want you to become a better human. I want you to wake up every day excited about getting to work, getting things done, working on yourself, and then making the world a better place around you. That's how we're going to change the future for humanity. That's how we're going to solve the biggest problems we have in 2021 and on. That's how the world's going to become a better place for my sons and hopefully future daughters. The more better humans we have that can critically think, that are self-aware, the better chance we have at creating a future that we all deserve. Make sure you get all the updates over at colin.coach to get on the Better Human newsletter. You can also reach me anytime, Colin, C-O-L-I-N, at wildfoods.co. Support the show, head over to Wild Foods and use code WILDCEO for your nutrition needs. We have local roasted Austin coffee. Our flagship product, Wild Cocotropic, is a great coffee booster or coffee replacement if you're trying to cycle coffee off, as I've been doing lately. Obsessively source real food products from nature to support your lifestyle needs. Let's get to the show. Welcome to the Better Human Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert. Today is a BH5, 5 minutes of actionable content focused on one big idea to help you think better, live better, act better, and make yourself and the world better. That's what we're all about, betterment through action. What's the meaning of life? Well, it's the journey, not the destination. It's bettering yourself, bettering the world, bettering your community, and then leaving a legacy of betterment and things better than when you left them. That's really what the meaning of life is, human life anyways. So you can get all the updates over at colin.coach. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app. We're also going to be on iTunes, and YouTube, right? Today's show is about humans are not designed to be happy. We're designed to survive and procreate. You and I are not designed to be happy, especially in our modern environment. We're designed by Mother Nature to be thriving replication machines. Procreate, raise offspring, then they get old enough to procreate and do the same, and then we die. That's basically the human evolutionary path. Why should we care about this? Why does it matter? Well, if you don't understand your biology, how are you going to live a happy, successful life? And I know that's exactly what you want to do. You want to live a happy, successful life because, I mean, I just know that. We all do. And the problem is, you're going to pursue the wrong things to try to fulfill that desire. You're going to likely try a lot of things that don't work, potentially become addicted to some things that are actively moving you in the wrong direction of discontentment, missing out on the things that are right in front of you that you should be grateful for, right? So that's obviously not what you want to do. And maybe you wake up with a midlife crisis one day. You've just been doing the same thing for years, distracting yourself, numbing yourself, seeking dopamine highs, drug highs, etc. And then you wake up one day and you actually have abundance. You have family, you have these amazing things in your life, but you can't see them. You're blind to them. That's not a thing you want to go through. Most people, they seek pleasure and they think that's happiness. They think seeking pleasure and constantly going through that dopamine cycle of pleasure and distraction and excitement that, you know, quickly wears off, they think that's happiness. It's not, it's pleasure. Our modern environment serves us this up in unlimited quantities that we can never consume in 1,000 lifetimes. There's always a video to watch, podcast, this to consume, that, an experience, a person to meet, a thing to do, something to create or whatever. That's awesome. It creates a lot of complexity in life and makes life very engaging and dynamic. But it also spreads us thin. It spreads our mind thin. It spreads our happiness, our contentment thin, our fulfillment thin. And then, like I said, we wake up one day and we're like not really focusing on any one thing. We're not finding fulfillment in any one thing. We haven't said a million things that we're an inch deep into and we're miserable. And that's tragic because this stuff can go on for years. You can literally numb yourself for years and you don't want to do that and then wake up with a midlife crisis. That's kind of the core idea here. What are some actionable takeaways that you can start thinking about and implementing in your life to avoid this, to avoid falling into the, or getting on the hedonic dopamine treadmill, and then every day, you know, doing what you got to do, then seeking distraction and comfort or whatever, really just doing that year in, year out with no real purpose or more meaning or real meaning or even fulfillment. A lot of humans in our modern environment are not fulfilled. They might have bouts of happiness and bouts of bliss and dopamine and joy, sure, but how many are actually fulfilled? How many are making the world a better place, pursuing self-mastery, or finding flow states, or doing deep, meaningful work? that's tough. I'm not suggesting this is an easy thing by any means, but I'm going to at least give you some things that you can start doing to hopefully over the long run, build positive habits to prevent from slipping into the hedonic treadmill and into dopamine addiction and more bring you to the moment so that you can then think consciously about how you're spending your time, what you're doing, what you're focusing on. So real quick to close this out, we got gratitude practice, a journal, a morning, nighttime routine. There's tons of articles and podcasts and videos on this. So figure out what works for you. Try a few different things. Two, get off your phone as much as possible. Use airplane mode. Turn notifications off. Don't have the little banners that pop up on your screen. That kind of stuff is a distraction and it saps your attention and your mental energy. Three, be in the moment always and as much as possible. So strategies for this include meditation, mindfulness, yoga, fitness, and other engaging flow state activities that are designed to help you be in the moment and silence your monkey mind. Four, more of a meta strategy for life, something that I have to remind myself of on a regular basis. Take it slow. Be patient. In our hyper-connected world, where everything moves so fast and there's so many options, there's so many shiny balls every single day, the grass always seems greener. Slow down. Focus on the few things that matter. Ignore literally 99% of the stuff out there. Your life is going to be a culmination of your attention. If you spread your attention thin or you bounce it around like a pinball, you will have actually given your attention to everything and nothing at the same time. And you will have no fulfillment or contentment or happiness or joy as a result. You have to take it slow, focus your attention, focus on the signal, gladly and actively ignore the noise because the noise is coming at you every single day, all the time, constant barrage. Find the signal and spend as much time there as possible. And then five, going slow is better. Well, actually, I guess that's number four. Action through inaction, Wu Wei, doing things less is more. And a lot of the Taoist concepts, less is more, simplicity, Kaizen, focusing on one thing, improving a little bit at a time. Really, really love that philosophy. And I highly recommend diving into it. And so that's all the time we got for today. If you want to support the show, check out swanbitcoin.com/Colin Stuckert. That's how I stack Bitcoin on a daily basis. Protect your financial future, your sovereignty, the best investment you're ever going to make, the best insurance policy you're ever going to make against fiat, inflation, money printing, government incompetence, and the craziness that we're moving into in the next 5 to 10 years. People have no idea what's in store. If you didn't even understand any idea what I'm talking about right now, and all you did was buy Bitcoin, that will potentially save your life and your family's financial life. All right, that's it for today. Subscribe, like, share if you want. I'll see you in the next one because this is a daily show. The BH5 is a daily show. Wild foods are better foods and supplements for better humans. Get your nutritional ducks in a row and the peace of mind that comes from the wild sourcing standard, our obsessive dedication to quality. No matter your goal, we have the tools you need to achieve the next level in your health and fitness and longevity. Now, a couple of recommendations that I use on a regular basis are our wild cocotropic, a superfood cocoa and functional mushroom elixir that you can use to make your own delicious keto coffee, adaptogenic drink, smoothie, shake. You can even bake with it. You can add it to coffee. You can use it to replace coffee. The sky is the limit. This is something you want to keep in your pantry at all times and add a scoop and add it to whatever you want, whenever you want. Next up is our wild prebiotic probiotic. They say that your immune system is in your gut, making sure you're supporting that with good bugs. Both pre and probiotic, both are important. I take one of these each day, sometimes twice a day, to keep my gut health in tip-top shape. And finally, we have our wild multis. I take the once a day for men. It's a daily multivitamin and multimineral made from whole foods and not synthetic fake nonsense the way you see most of the multivitamins in the market are made today. There's also a digestive enzyme in there, and this is sourced from over 29 fruits and vegetables. I take one every day for nutritional insurance. You can buy these a la carte on the website, or if you want a custom subscription that comes to you every single month, we can help you do that as well. Reach out to us, Colin@wildfoods.co. That's 1L. Head over to wildfoods.co and use code BETTERHUMAN for 12% off your entire order.